At this hour, New York elected officials are holding a press conference at Local 1199 in Midtown to announce a special visit to a political prisoner held for over 30 years, Oscar Lopez Rivera. There is also a petition drive asking President Barack Obama to grant clemency to Rivera. To learn more, we spoke to Alejandro Milanes, National Coordinator for the National Boricua Human Rights Network.
A drive to get the prison administration to let New York City officials visit Oscar Lopez Rivera. There's a delegation of three, City Councilwoman Melissa Mark Riverito, State Assemblyman Jose Rivera, and State Senator Gustavo Rivera, have all indicated that they are willing to travel to Terre Haute, Indiana, which is where Oscar is imprisoned. To visit him, and certainly Jose Rivera and Melissa have historically supported the release of Puerto Rican political prisoners, certainly beyond the 1999 excarceration of 11 prisoners by President Clinton to the present. So, and Senator Rivera, newly elected, is always on the right side of progressive causes.
Perhaps for listeners who are not familiar with who he is, perhaps you could describe what he did and then why he ended up in prison.
Oscar Lopez Rivera is a 69-year-old decorated Vietnam veteran. He won the Bronze Star for bravery in the face of enemy operations. And when he was in Vietnam, he's a community organizer from the Humboldt Park neighborhood of Chicago, Illinois. That's the predominantly Puerto Rican community. He is a community activist that founded well over a dozen institutions, some of which are still around, such as the Puerto Rican Cultural Center and the Dr. Pedro Albizu Campos High School, Alternative High School, both of which will turn 40 years old next year, as well as El Rincon Drug Rehabilitation Center. He was central to educational reform struggles, to university struggles for the retention of Latino students in the late 60s. He was central to the creation of a program called Teacher Corps at the University of Illinois, along with other activists. They recruited Latino students to become bilingual teachers during that first wave of bilingual education. So he has a history of not only community activism, but also became involved in human rights causes.
But how did he end up in prison?
He was stopped, actually, for running a stop sign in a suburb of Chicago on May 29, 1981. But the real story behind that is since 1976, Oscar had been forced to go underground, being persecuted by the U.S. government, by the FBI. He was alleged to be a member of the Fuerzas Armadas de Liberación Nacional Puertorriqueña, the Armed Forces of Puerto Rican National Liberation, by the U.S. government and the FBI. And for 4 years was on the run from the U.S., was arrested on May 29th, and indicted, convicted, and sentenced of seditious conspiracy and minor arms charges. And he's going on 31 years in prison. Along with the other political prisoners of his generation, the ex-Black Panthers that are still in prison, the white solidarity activists, it's appalling that the U.S. government says that they are at the forefront of democracy on the world, and yet they still deny the existence of political prisoners in their own country.
President Obama was a senator of Chicago. Have you approached him at all for Oscar's release?
We're in the middle of the campaign. We're gathering not only mass letters, but we're gathering hundreds of letters from prominent personalities, both political, cultural, religious, not only in Puerto Rico, but in the Puerto Rican diaspora here in different communities in the U.S., as well as our allies, both elected officials and Nobel Peace Prize winners, both Bishop Desmond Tutu, as well as Rigoberta Menchú, have signed letters to President Obama for his release. There's no formal presentation or petition yet. On the other hand, I think given the results of this last election, where President Obama owes a great deal of his reelection to Latinos and those who were active in the immigration movement, the immigration reform movement, and that means, in terms of elected officials, Luis Gutierrez, Congressman Luis Gutierrez, who has always been, from the very beginning, part of the campaign to help free Oscar. And later on in Orlando, the fact that Puerto Ricans carried that swing vote and confirmed his victory, I think have a lot to say about this next period. And in Puerto Rico, the governor-elect, Alejandro Garcia Padilla, as well as the mayor-elect, Carmen Yulín. This is of Puerto Rico, the mayor-elect, Carmen Yulín, the day after her victory, her unexpected victory, dedicated her victory to Oscar López Rivera. It's unheard of.
That was Alejandro Molanas, National Director for the National Boricua Human Rights Network.